But now, here is Bridget to introduce our first batch of news items.
Hello. For our first batch of news items, I'm afraid Christmas has caught up with us as we hear about Christmas lights in the city being turned on and a brief resume of various cards available from the charity shop. Then we have more mundane items like transport in rural areas and expensive places to live in the county. A Britain's Got Talent star will turn the Christmas lights on in Norwich this year to start the festive season in style. The festivities will take place outside City Hall on Thursday, November the 17th, and it is the first time it has gone ahead since 2019 due to the pandemic. The free, family-friendly event will begin at 5:45 and Britain's Got Talent star Linda Jean-Pierre will sing before switching on the lights at 7 p.m. She is also starring as Fairy Fuller Beans in this year's pantomime Jack and the Beanstalk at Norwich Theatre Royal. Ballerinas will be pirouetting from the stage, the City Hall balconies and even the crowd, around the crowd, with Framtastics Gymnastics displaying their impressive skills too. Enjoy live music from local band Austin Beats and look out for Dame Betty Barnum and her daughter Goldilocks providing a sneak peek of the Madam Market Theatre's pantomime. Father Christmas will also be making an appearance on stage at the Switch On. Children can enjoy fairground rides on Gentleman's Walk, which are individually priced, with food available from Norwich Market and pop-up vendors on Millennium Plain. This year's Switch On aims to be the most accessible yet, with the introduction of a British Sign Language interpreter and an extended accessible area in front of the stage for wheelchair users and those with mobility issues, which can be booked in advance.
If you're one of those super organised folk who like to get ahead, you might be interested to know that you can now get your hands on a bevy of beautiful Christmas cards created by local artists for Norfolk charities. From the county's most famous pony to corgis, a songbird, and Norwich Cathedral's cat, the breadth of artistic endeavours is incredibly varied. One of the first charity Christmas cards ever created was sold in aid of the Norfolk Wildlife Trust in 1930. For more than 50 years, local artist Jack Harrison painted a picture for the trust to use for the occasion. The tradition continues to this day with the work of several Norfolk painters and printmakers featured on cards for Christmas 2022. Norwich Cathedral Close in the snow is pretty much the perfect festive scene, so it's no wonder the Christmas cards on sale in aid of the cathedral this year feature its beautiful spire, windows, choir and cat. A fine watercolour painting of Norwich Cathedral by artist Gerard Stamp is helping raise money for countryside charity CPRE Norfolk. Internationally renowned Norfolk artist Lucy Lovehart has created two Christmas card designs for East Anglian Children's Hospices, EACH. For lots more charity Christmas cards, visit the original Norwich Charity Christmas Card Shop in St Peter Mancroft Church, Norwich. Around 100 volunteers will be selling cards Monday to Saturday, 10:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. until December the 18th, with every penny raised going to charity.
Two-thirds of those from the region's rural areas are living in transport deserts with no alternative but to rely on cars, a major new report has found. The document, compiled by an alliance of local authorities and business groups, identifies a widespread lack of public transport infrastructure across East Anglia. It says the problems, which are particularly acute in countryside and coastal areas, mean that locals have no option but to use cars to get around. The authors say that such transport deserts are making it harder for people in these areas to find jobs as well as access education and other public services. The report has been compiled by the Transport East Alliance as part of its blueprint for how the region's transport infrastructure should be transformed over the next 30 years. It is set to be endorsed at the next meeting of Norfolk County Council's Cabinet. It vows to eradicate all transport deserts, but critics have raised concerns that the strategy will only further entrench the use of cars because it focuses too much on funding road projects. Schemes supported by the plan include the Norwich Western Link and bypasses at Long Stratton and West Winch.
New data has revealed the most expensive towns in Norfolk to buy a property, with places in North Norfolk topping the list. Land registry data compiled by Savills looked at towns in Norfolk that had 20 or more sales to find the average cost. Holt has the most expensive properties with an average sale price of £342,575 over a 12-month period to June 2022. The town had 77 sales during this time frame. Sheringham follows in second place with an average price of £318,139 from 125 sales. In third place is Aylsham with 72 sales completed at an average price of £315,000, and while having lower average sale prices, Hunstanton, Wyndham and Cromer had a higher number of property sales, with Wyndham being the most in demand. Ben Rivett, joint head of residential sales at Savills in Norwich, said, "It's no surprise that towns at the top of the list are in some of the most sought-after areas of the county."
A poignant art installation is on display in a city centre church as a memorial to the victims of COVID-19. Around 5,000 steel leaves have been scattered on the altar steps of St Peter Mancroft Church in Hay Hill. The Leaves of the Trees installation was created by sculptor Peter Walker and will be displayed in the church until Sunday, November the 27th. Each leaf is stamped with the word hope, and the steel material was intentionally chosen to illustrate resilience and collective strength. It comes after there were calls for a permanent COVID memorial in the city as the death toll in Norwich reached 250 in February. Reverend Fiona Howarth, associate priest at St Peter Mancroft, said, "Art has the power to move us and put us in touch with the emotions that can be hard to put into words. We hope that the leaves of the trees will offer a time and space for people to reflect on the trauma of the past 2 years and the resilience of our communities."